a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I have, you know, this inner ear thing. That's why I was away.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes when you're unwell, sleep is a bit of a hard thing. Mm. You just got to kind of get sleep when you can. That's why I took the last 2 days off.
Yeah, right.
Also the fact that, you know, it was disgusting. But with an in-ear infection as well, you know, you kind of get a bit dizzy and whatnot. Mm. And so there's been a few certain things that I thought I haven't been acting myself. Last night I caught myself about to sleepwalk. Which
what do you mean you caught yourself about to sleepwalk?
It hasn't happened in a really long time. So I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was a kid. Like on school camp, I sleepwalked out of the – I've told you this before, I'm pretty sure. I've sleepwalked out of the cabin.
Yeah, that's right. That's why all the kids called you wardrobe pooper.
No, that's not your moron.
Luggy, wardrobe pooper.
What happened is that I woke up in the morning on top of my sleeping bag. I woke up on top of my sleeping bag and one of my mates was like, thanks for yelling at me last night. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you got up and I said, where are you going? And I'm like, go to sleep. And then I left.
That'd be scary.
And then I left for like an hour and I don't know what I'm
hunted. You went out into the wilds and hunted.
And then I came back. Anyway, so I used to have a sleepwalking thing.
Ate rabbit.
But last night I was having a dream where I was like at this, I don't know, yoga retreat or something with my friends. And they were like, okay, get to the side of the wall. Like you've got to go to the side of the wall. So I jumped up in bed and I went to like launch and like for some reason I went to like kick my feet out.
What?
And so I went to like fully kick Jimmy in the legs and kick him off the bed because I thought I was like jumping onto a yoga mat or something. I don't know. So I was standing up and I caught myself over him ready to like jump and I was like, what am I doing?
Were you going to try and jump over him sleeping whilst you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You were standing on the bed.
Yeah.
And you thought you were jumping something yoga.
Yeah.
But really you would have just been trying to launch yourself over him whilst he was
into
asleep.
Into the wall.
Incredible.
Into the wall.
That would have been amazing to see. Boom, straight into the wall. Hilarious.
What a moron.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm fine, everyone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So you two have met my children.
Yes.
Yes.
They
They're lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
No,
to
they are. They're so beautiful. You and Dodds. Well, Dodds
done a lot of work.
Yeah.
Would you describe them as fairly active?
Yes.
Yes.
Boisterous
too
sometimes.
Active.
Boisterous. Too active. There we go. Yeah, that's fine. And I still think you're being pretty polite. Mm. Lots of energy.
Yeah.
Lots of energy. So this weekend, tell me if I'm kidding myself. A few weeks ago, I said to Dodds, I got a weekend off work this coming weekend because it's the bye round before the men's finals. The AFLW kicks off. I'm not working at that. What about our boys' lives are filled with so much sports, so much activity, which we love, and they love it. It's fantastic. They're part of wonderful teams, all of that. But how about we give them a different experience,
yeah,
a non-sport-based experience, and we head up the highway.
For facials,
yay!
Makeup.
To the big city.
Yeah.
And we have put a bit of culture in their lives, you know, just
okay.
A bit of, you know, see some other sites.
Coffee onto Grave Street, you know, just walk the laneways of Melbourne, check out some of the graph.
Bit of walking around.
Head to Collingwood.
Yeah. We've,
step over syringes. Great. Dodge it. Jump, child.
We're going to the theatre.
Oh, nice.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Good.
Her Majesty's Theatre.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tommy. Booked in for dinner at one of those little laneway type restaurants just in the theatre district.
And where are the kids eating?
That.
What are they? Are you going to have chicken nuggets in the hotel room?
Yeah,
or?
So here's my issue. Like, Dodsy and I have got this beautiful picture in our heads. Like, they can get dressed up a little bit too because we're having a night out and all that. But are we just completely delusional idiots?
No, you're not.
Our three good luck them sitting still for the 2 and a bit hours or whatever it is for the stage show, which should capture their attention because it will be incredible, all the reports I've heard. But then, like, hey, and now we're going to go and have a beautiful dinner.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit. We're just going to converse. What's the latest topic of the day? Hey, tell us a little bit about what... it's not going to happen, but
Tom,
in our minds.
Did you do this with your family?
Not this exact thing, but we...
Because Mum used to take us to the theatre. God bless her, four kids. Like, yeah. What the hell?
She's five. She's been to the theatre. She saw Alice in Wonderland with my mum.
So the thing I'll tell you is that I've slept through West Side Story, The King and I, Showboat.
You fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
So Jenny might just let him. Oh, let him go.
Just let him sleep.
Just let him sleep.
Okay, at least he's not trying to take speckies on the people in front of him, like things like that. So sleeping's probably a good result. Yeah. I want to take them to the Pharaoh exhibition.
Excuse me. Yes, do that.
You're right.
Sorry.
You're right there, love.
That's so exciting. Can I come?
My mum went to that. She said it was amazing.
Yeah.
Is there any sponsors you want to shout out for this little, the promoters for the performance?
All paying your way.
I would not believe that for a second, Cameron Lee.
I'll get a photo of Henry taking a hanger on one of the pharaohs, a shot with that.
It's a 3,500-year-old pot again.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've had a lot of time to think over the last couple of days. When you're unwell, at the moment I'm kind of gluten-free, dairy-free, just fun-free, which sucks, right? Mm. So you think I'd be getting healthier, but no. Anyway, so one of the things that I can eat and that I like to eat are crackers. Okay, and so
tasty.
I only do plain too.
Oh, wild!
I know.
What?
I do plain. So, there's a brand, Sarkata. Sarkata. Why did they move that from the advertising? It's still. I mean, well, I guess it still works, but the kids don't know about it. No. Anyway, whatever. And as you know, when you go to the crackers aisle. Funny aisle, you go there and there's a whole range of tasteless crackers to delight the senses, right? Mm. And Sarkata just happens to be a brand that sometimes I look at and I'm like, all right, you today, beautiful. Yeah. And they come in 100-gram packs, right? We all know a Sarkata packet. It's long and it's got five rows of 10 biscuits or whatever it is,
the clear,
right?
The clear wrapper that you can see the rice crackers
in there. But now you might notice that, hang on a minute. It's got a different look about it.
Huh?
It's a bigger package.
What?
Yeah. It's a bigger package. It's not long and thin anymore. It's short and fat.
What?
Yeah, right? As you can see here. So you might notice it on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's looking a little different. And I'm like, more Sarkata for me?
Yeah.
How amazing is this?
Is it still arranged in rows?
It's arranged in rows, but the rows are shorter. So it's instead of being, just say, 10 to a row and having 5 rows, I mean, I haven't counted them out. I should have. It's got 3 rows with 15 in them.
Yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
So you're just like, oh, my God, amazing. New, more. What do we like to do to people nowadays? Screw them.
Shrinkflation.
Yes. What was 100 grams is now 90.
Yes.
Charge the same price but provide less.
And I am wild.
Redesigning the packaging so it almost looks bigger, as you say.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
No.
Where's my 10 gram of chips? They might taste like cardboard, but that's my cardboard. And I want it. Not happy.
Fair enough. Have you written a complaint?
Not yet.
Have you done anything about it other than rant now on the radio?
What else? What? Hey, that's what the whole show's about.
That's what this is, our platform.
Did you know that I once ate an entire pack of Sarkata biscuits?
Mm. I did that yesterday.
Post my facial surgery when I had a plate inserted.
Yeah.
Just got out because I was hungry and I thought, no, I'm feeling all right. Smashed a whole pack and had to push the button to the nurse and going, my face aches. It really hurts because I'd been chewing too much.
Well, I'm going to write that in the letter as well.
You hurt Cameron Ling's face.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines.
headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Those are the dulcet tones of AJ from the newsroom. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Very well.
We're
thank good. You, AJ. You dominated Guest of the Year on Tuesday on behalf of Loggy. You scored a point for her.
Thank you.
But you're back in your more familiar role now.
Yeah, I'm a much better host than I am a competitor.
Oh, you're amazing, AJ. Thank you.
You did well. Good job. What theme have you got for us today?
Well, I was under the impression there were two certainties in the entertainment world. One was CM Punk wasn't coming back to WWE. The other was Oasis were never getting back together. Yeah. That has now happened on both fronts. So I went through the archives and I found a couple of bands that we've just drawn a line through and said, nope, it's not going to happen.
Oh. Ah.
The caveat there is they can be able to get back together. So no dead members, no people who are unable to. So we're not picking some group from the 1920s.
So the Beatles are ruled out.
The Beatles are ruled out. Right.
Wow, that's a cool theme.
Yeah. We have picked some artists who we've just essentially drawn a line through for a myriad of reasons.
Okay, cool.
All right, you're going to read the lyrics like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play.
Hey, Log. You're only two behind him, by the way, too.
Oh.
Before we do that, shout out to my mum who just texted me and said, did I miss it? No, mum, you haven't.
Hello.
What's your mum's name?
Well, no, mum's name is Wendy.
G'day,
she's
Wendy.
Oh, we have a Wendy sunny, on the show sometimes,
sunny
don't we?
Sunny Hobart. Yeah, that's right. You play Wendy.
Yeah, I do.
Very
Hi,
offensive.
It's Wendy.
Does your mum sound like that?
No, okay. She does not.
Shout out Wendy.
Anyways.
All right. It's the We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie double four time. You feel all right when you hear the music.
Oh, man.
Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits.
Let's hear it.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
With the great tune, AJ.
Great band. With the
Sultans. Mark Knopfler has said, nah, I'm past that time of music. I've released so much better music since. And I'm like, no, you haven't.
Yeah. All right. So it's the What Was Your Dad Listening To edition of
Lyrical Tom, both
headlines.
Of us knew it.
Yeah, I know. That story checks out. All right. That's a 1 point to Lingy. Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. You're the analyst, the fungus in my milk, when that no one, and you got someone through the wind, you crawl and laugh at burning dunes, and no one else will ever see. Now that you know why you feel what you do, they're turning their head whilst you wait for no one. And finally, I know why you're feeling like letting go. I'm watching you watch over me, and I've got the greatest view from here.
Oh, Tom.
Why did I say, I just said, what's my name?
Tom.
It's the greatest view, Silverchair.
Let's hear it.
Well done, mate.
Little bit of tension between Daniel and the other members these days, so we'll probably put a line through that one.
I think if the Gallagher brothers can get it together, maybe the Silverchair guys can.
Yeah, hopefully. That would be
amazing. I'd be all for a Silverchair.
I think a lot of people would
We'll put that one down as a maybe.
As a maybe, all
get
right.
Together. But, hey, Tommy, you got a chance to make this a three-way tie.
Okay, thank you, Matt. I appreciate your support.
That's all right.
I am still here. Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. You just walk in, I make you smile. It's cool, but you don't even
Tom,
know me.
It's the Spice Girls. Stop.
Let's hear it.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I need somebody with a iconic first line. You just walk in, I make you smile. Yeah, awesome.
I believe they can get back together.
Well, we thought they were for a second there, and then Bex is like, no, I'm just telling them that they should and they refuse to. But David Beckham's pushing hard behind the scenes to get them back together.
Come on, David.
I think out of the three that we've had, they're probably the most likely. Are we on the same page with that?
Yeah. Okay. I'd put them probably at the top.
All right. It's time for a tiebreaker. Here we go.
Tiebreaker question.
Yep. It's the We Are Never Getting Back Together band edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Though I've tried before to tell her of the feelings I have for her in my heart every time that I come near her, I just lose my nerve as I've done from the start. Every little thing she does is magic.
Lockie.
Everything
oh,
she...
Who is it?
It's the police.
It is.
Nah.
Every little thing she does is
magic. Let's hear it.
Well done.
Well done, mate.
It's, that one is one of their non-stalker songs.
They have a couple.
They have a couple. Yeah.
I'll be watching you everywhere you go.
And also, don't stand so close to me. That's,
That's based on Lolita, so it's a little bit...
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible lyrics.
Don't ruin the police for me.
No, sorry. No,
I think
sorry.
Sting did a good job of that.
Okay.
All right.
Hot take.
That is what that is Lyrical Headlines for this week. Well done. A win for Loggy. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. It's my comeback tour.
You have won the last three Lyrical Headlines.
Oh, really?
No.
Ah. Oh, that's so odd.
Good on ya.
Good on ya.
Grumpy Tom.
No, I'm not. Man, I hate this so much. I can't win, no matter what I say.
Bitter,
no, you can't. That's
Tom.
The problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yes, AJ.
All right, Lyrical Headlines returns next week with a new Quizmaster.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So Mum's gone on TikTok and she's like, oh, I've got a family, you know, my hubby and I. And if I bought the same deodorant stick for everyone in the family, it would cost so much. So let's just all share my husband's one.
No.
And the husband's like, no. And she's like, there's nothing wrong with sharing a deodorant stick or a deodorant roll-on.
No.
I can understand deodorant spray. The only thing is, I was like, okay, I mean, a lot of people are against her on this one. But then I had to be true with myself. And I remember asking my sister once, my younger sister, I'm like, hey, do you have any deodorant? She's like, oh, sorry, I've only got roll-on. I'm like, give it to me.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no. So she left the room and then I used it.
And you took it from her.
Yeah.
Which just, no. Has no sound.
Mm.
We're asking the question, is it okay to share roll-on deodorants?
We do.
Sorry. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
A little bit trigger happy there with me phone poll button.
No, I love that. Bianca from Lara is on the line. Phone poll time, Bianca. What are your thoughts on this one? Yay or nay for sharing roll-ons?
Absolutely a yay.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like if it comes down to my 14-year-old son going to school and sweating or needing my roll-on deodorant, absolutely I'm passing over.
Okay.
You've just had a fresh shower, right? Your body's clean.
Yeah.
What's the issue? You're using a clean deodorant stick on a clean body.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca, in my opinion, have you considered buying him his own deodorant?
No. Okay. So we do own our own, but if you have to share, you have to share. That's the right choice. We will definitely share our roll-on deodorant. We have our own, but there's no nay. It's all yay.
Okay.
Bianca. Oh, so many questions. Tom, you go first. You go first.
So you're saying in this situation, say his has run out and he's neglected
to tell you. No, it's an emergency situation.
Yeah, so he's neglected to tell you. You have to go to the shops to buy him one. So what is it? You're not going to send him off.
He's in the car and says, hey, I've just gone to school and I forgot to put it on.
Mm.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. But look, I wouldn't want him to be using it if he has all these hairy underarms. No way.
Mm.
No. So 14-year-old son, clean underarms. Absolutely.
Yep.
But we do own our own, but I'm never going to say no, and he will never say no to me as well if I'm the one that forgets.
So that's my question, Bianca. I'm all for you. Your loving, selfless, motherly act here. Use it. Don't go off to school smelly. Surely you never, ever use that roll-on again after he's
that becomes
used
his,
it.
Yeah.
That's his now.
No, we've got one that just stays in my bag in the car, and that's for if you need it, it's an emergency, you use it. Doesn't matter if you use it.
Have you heard of aerosol? I just have so many questions.
Leave
I'm so
alone.
Sorry. I'm just really triggered as a 14-year-old boy who also did not have hair in his underarms.
Yeah, but you don't even sweat. You took me right back there. You don't even sweat. You're the weirdo. Glenn from Truganina, what about you? Do you share deodorant sticks and or roll-on?
Good morning, guys. No, absolutely not. Absolutely. And I've got to be honest, I don't know who still uses deodorant roll-on. I'm sure they went out in the 80s.
Yes, okay, I'm with you. I didn't realise they were still a thing.
It's a bit weird.
Aerosols are the go. And, yeah, much cleaner, much more sanitary. No, I don't want someone else's armpit hairs.
Nah.
Well said, Glenn. Yeah. That's perfect. B from Leopold is with us as well. B, where do you stand on this one?
Definitely a nay.
Okay.
That's right.
Tell us, this, what's the size? What's the arrangement family-wise? Because we have discussed that maybe you'd be willing to share with your children. What's the setup for you?
Well, like the lady before, yeah, if it's 100% emergency, but no, we all have our own. Mm. My kids say we've got a chemist warehouse upstairs because I've always got spares.
Ah, there you go.
Can I see you about a script, B?
$6.90, eh?
Might have it.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.